This is Stygaris Masculus MGTOW Flyers, that is two, three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Stygaris. This is flyer number 765, part two, entitled Women's Diminishing Status. Carrying straight on. Two, women's self-reflection on why masses of men are abandoning them, refusing to have relationships with them. As stated above, feminism has had a monopoly over gender politics for six decades. Masculine ideas have still not really penetrated the mass mind, so we still live, in 2026, in a monoconscious society. Not surprisingly, therefore, millions of women have been influenced by the monoconscious gender political bias of the feminists, so feel fully justified in trashing men in public for the gender crimes that men commit against women. Such monoconscious feminists are obnoxious to men. But until the recent rise of masculine ideas, men have had no means to defend themselves, to hit back at the venom coming from the feminists who are so angry at men for men's oppression of women over the millennia. So what have men done when faced with the souring of women towards men? Look at South Korea, which has the worst relations between the sexes in the world. In that country, the two sexes are screaming at each other. The men there are deeply patriarchal, so the feminists hate them for that. While the men get conscripted for 2 years and women don't, so women have a major competitive advantage in a dwindling economy, so the men hate the women for that. Relations between the sexes have soured badly in many countries over the past decade. In the US, for example, a famous opinion poll taken in 2022 by Pew PW Research Center showed that nearly two-thirds, that's 63%, of young men between 18 and 30, in capital letters, don't even date young women, arguing that young women were undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. This mass male abandonment of women by men, who are fed up with the butchery of the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts, in brackets, fluffy equals traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, ruining his life, close brackets, has caused panic amongst young women. Two-thirds of young men refuse to face a one chance in four of being butchered in these divorce courts, so choose instead to live the MGTOW, M-G-T-O-W, lifestyle. M-G-T-O-W is men going their own way. Of rejecting marriage, rejecting paternity, and spending their money on themselves. This mass rejection of women by men is now really starting to penetrate millions of women's minds, as evidenced by the flood of TikToks and YouTube shorts made by women in tears, as it dawns on them that they're not going to get a man. And hence, if they want to have a kid, they will have to raise it on their own and have a career to pay for it. If they are upper middle class with a career competent university degree, they'll be able to afford to pay a nanny to raise her kid while she is being a female careerist during the very early years of her kid, which will inevitably make her think, quote, "Why am I having my kid raised by someone else?" This situation really sucks for millions of women. So they begin to question their monoconscious feminist conditioning, their brainwashing that men are gender oppressors, and think instead that in reality, they really need to have a man in their lives who can take up the slack in earning the living for the nuclear family while she stays at home raising her small children, which is why she had them in the first place. The mass exodus of men from women's lives has had a huge impact on women, forcing women to be nicer to men or be rejected totally, ignored to death, not even pumped and dumped. This rejection has forced millions of women to see how valuable men are to women, which has in turn raised the status level of men in women's eyes. So the relative status levels between, capital letters, the sexes has diminished. Millions of women are now much more conscious of the vital role that men play in women's lives. They are much more aware that without men, women would not survive 6 months. They see that it's men who build everything, invent everything, create everything. They see that women contribute very little in these ways, so that awareness lowers their self-perceived status. This hefty self-reflection by women was forced on them by men's mass rejection, particularly by young men against feministed women, who were the most despised. 3. Masculist counter-criticism of women, of monoconscious feminists. Not all women are monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs. Millions of women are more open-minded, who listen to an argument and assess with an open mind whether the argument makes any sense or not. Now that the manosphere, that is, it's in brackets, that is men on the internet talking about men's issues, men's lib, close brackets, is so huge, inevitably a large and growing number of women are listening and watching what the MGTOWs and the masculists have to say, and are being influenced by these men's ideas, become converted, and hence become female masculists, some of whom even make female masculist videos on YouTube. There are now dozens of such women regularly producing female masculist material for mass consumption. Since women are more likely to listen to what women have to say, in brackets, given women's evolved self-group preference, close brackets, female masculists have a greater impact on the female mind than do male masculists. But rarely do these female masculists have truly original thoughts when it comes to men's lib. In most cases, they just parrot MGTOW and masculist ideas that were dreamt up by men over the past decade. So masculist and MGTOW ideas are penetrating the female mind. The lashing out by masculists against the hypocrisy and genocide of monoconscious feminists is influencing women, dash, admittedly not yet in the millions, but that is the trend. It's probably only a question of time before nearly all upper middle class, university trained women will be as well informed of masculist ideas as they are with feminist ideas. When that stage is reached, which will probably be only a few years from now, many women, especially female masculists, will combine forces with masculists to mend fair the gender laws, to reform the divorce courts, to create a FIP society, to legislate the paternity rejection right, etc., etc. Masculists lash out at the insufferable arrogance of monoconscious feminists who trash men publicly, both frequently and readily. But from the masculist viewpoint, women oppress men so much worse with women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, etc. This very angry, ideologically hateful masculist critique of monoconscious feminism is influencing an ever-growing number of women, thus puncturing their monoconscious arrogance as they become increasingly bi-conscious, that is, as they become as familiar with masculist ideas as they are already with feminist ideas. The masculist critique of female inferiorities penetrates these female masculists' minds and thus lowers their female arrogance, their gender political ignorance, and their self-worth as they become more conscious of men's many superiorities and of women's huge dependence on men for women's very survival. As women become more conscious of men's superiorities, they will lower their own relative general status in their own female eyes. This is the end of part 2.